USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Night two of a Democratic debate in Miami, highlighted by feisty exchanges between frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris asking Biden about what she said was his opposition to busing decades ago.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
I'd like to apologize for having mistakenly told you yesterday that Biden and Bernie Sanders were not part of last night's lineup when in fact they were. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. team facing its biggest test yet, as they'll be battling host France in Paris in today's quarterfinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The subject of election meddling coming up briefly today at the G20 summit in Japan, where President Trump wagged his finger as he sat beside the Russian President Vladimir Putin when he was asked about Putin and the 2020 elections. The president saying, "Don't meddle in the elections, please," saying that with a laugh. Firefighters in California say they are gearing up for what could be an even more dangerous wildfire season than last year. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Brian Nichols.
Our fire season is really getting started right down here, right now. So with the amount of grass that we got this year from the amount of rain, it's going to be substantial.
Several wildfires already burning up and down that state. White supremacist propaganda is on the rise at college campuses, according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League, finding more flyers, stickers, and posters. It's the third year in a row, says there's been an increase. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Maine Governor Janet Mills signed a bill to set up the legal framework for the sale of recreational marijuana to adults as early as next year. Her office said that the state's Office of Marijuana Policy plans to accept applications for licensing by the end of 2019. The Democratic governor said her administration has worked quickly to implement the voter-approved law since she took office earlier this year. The state's voters chose to legalize both the use and sale of recreational marijuana among adults in November 2016, but months of delays and political squabbles have slowed the implementation of the commercial industry. The state now has a legal roadmap for marijuana to arrive in stores as early as 2020. And Netflix is now losing its most popular TV show, The Office, in a sign of things to come as more and more TV and movie makers start their own streaming services to take back their own offerings. In a tweet, Netflix said it was sad that NBC will no longer license The Office to Netflix, but added that Netflix will still have it for the next year and a half. NBC Universal streaming service is due to start in 2020. Starting in January 2021, the yet unnamed NBC service will be the exclusive home in the United States for all 9 seasons of that sitcom, which follows the hapless employers of the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. And that's what she said. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio, or you can choose Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.